a protest group planning to march during the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, is considering legal action against the city. It's Monday, March 25th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a federal judge has temporarily blocked a controversial transmission line from crossing through a Mississippi River wildlife refuge. And we'll have a story about some Wisconsinites' plans for the upcoming solar eclipse that'll be brought to us by Margaret Faust. Stay with us.
What's going on in Wisconsin today? You find out on the Wisconsin Today podcast. This 10 minutes of regional news is supported by the people who listen. You. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
A protest group is considering legal action against the city of Milwaukee. Evan Casey has more on a possible lawsuit over city restrictions on demonstrations during the Republican National Convention.
The new city ordinance specifies where and when people can march and speak within the convention's security perimeter. A parade route will be predetermined, and any speakers must use the same city-owned platform and sound equipment. The Coalition to March on the RNC 2024 is planning a large protest on the first day of the convention. Its leaders are concerned about the restrictions. Ryan Cox is a legal director for the ACLU of Wisconsin. He says they're discussing possible litigation with the group.
The ordinance that the city has passed places numerous restrictions on the time, place, and manner that individuals can march, rally, and protest.
The ACLU sued over similar restrictions ahead of the 2016 RNC in Cleveland. A federal judge ruled in their favor. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Congressman Mike Gallagher announced on Friday that he'll be stepping down from Congress next month. Gallagher will resign from the House of Representatives effective April 19th. That comes weeks after the Green Bay Republican said that he would not seek re-election. His resignation will shrink an already slim Republican majority in the House from 5 seats down to 4. Earlier in the day on Friday, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia filed a motion to oust Speaker Mike Johnson from his position. Mordecai Lee is a professor emeritus at UW-Milwaukee. He says that infighting among House Republicans likely factored into Gallagher's decision. He says Gallagher appeared to enjoy policy more than politics.
The way Marjorie Taylor Greene views the importance of governing compared to Mike Gallagher really crystallizes the problem within the Republican Party.
Gallagher's term runs through January of 2025. His successor will be chosen in the November election. Northern Wisconsin is finally getting a major dose of winter at the end of March. The National Weather Service in Duluth, Minnesota says a winter storm bringing blizzard-like conditions is expected to continue through tomorrow. Snowfall totals are expected to range from 6 to 10 inches in Ashland and 5 to 8 inches in Rice Lake. Forecasters say the risk of freezing rain has increased since the storm started yesterday, and the risk of more snow has been decreased because of the threat of mixed precipitation. State Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz will not step aside from a case to decide whether an early voting ban in Racine County violates state law. As Rich Kramer reports, the case could have statewide implications.
When Protasiewicz was a candidate, she promised to recuse herself from cases involving the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, which gave millions to her campaign. The conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty argued Protasiewicz should recuse herself from the Racine early voting case because the Democratic National Committee is involved. The DNC said it's a separate entity from the state party, and forcing recusal would have a chilling effect. In a Thursday order, Protasiewicz said she will not step aside, stating she can act impartially. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is asking the court to give a final order in the voting ban case before June 12th. It argues a lower court decision that ruled against the ban could lead clerks in other municipalities to limit early voting locations. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers has rejected a bill that would have taken away his power to fill vacancies in constitutional offices. The legislation approved by Republicans would have applied when vacancies arise for state attorney general, secretary of state, treasurer, and superintendent of schools. Depending on timing, the bill would have required a replacement to be chosen by voters in a special election or by the governor with Senate approval. Republican Representative Gay Magnifici sponsored the bill. During a committee hearing last year, she cited the case of former Democratic Secretary of State Doug La Follette. He resigned a few months into his new term, and Evers picked new Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski to replace him.
This departure left a significant void, which was filled by an appointment from the governor, bringing an unelected bureaucrat into a critical position within our executive branch.
In his veto message, Evers raised concerns about the bill leading to prolonged vacancies. He also accused Republicans of, quote, political retribution. A federal judge has temporarily blocked a proposed land swap for a controversial transmission line. As Danielle Kading reports, the ruling prevents construction of the Cardinal Hickory Creek project through a wildlife refuge.
The Driftless Area Land Conservancy and Wisconsin Wildlife Federation are among groups that sued federal agencies to halt the line's construction. Several utilities are almost done building the nearly $650 million project. The transmission line would run through the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge near Cassville. Howard Lerner is with the Environmental Law and Policy Center. He's an attorney representing conservation groups.
This is one of these great places here in the Midwest that warrants protection. It's the wrong place to be putting a massive high-voltage transmission line.
Utilities say agencies had authority to grant the land swap and other approvals. Legal arguments are continuing before a judge makes a final ruling. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The upcoming total solar eclipse is crossing the U.S. from Texas to Maine. Margaret Faust reports Wisconsin eclipse chasers are traveling thousands of miles for a better view.
Surrounding states like Wisconsin will only get a partial eclipse. Scientists say the brief change in light will be so subtle, some people may not notice it. John Rummel is the program director at Madison Astronomical Society. He says a partial eclipse won't do, so he's traveling to a campsite in Texas, determined to find clear skies.
What you see is jaw-droppingly, earth-shatteringly gorgeous and terrifying and dramatic.
If traveling isn't an option, there are viewing parties for the partial eclipse around the state. The next opportunity to see a total solar eclipse in the continental U.S. won't be for 20 years. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, just one team from Wisconsin will make it to the Sweet 16 in the men's and women's college basketball tournaments. That would be the Marquette Golden Eagles. They got a win over the Colorado Buffaloes yesterday, and they punched their ticket on to the Sweet 16. Marquette will be playing NC State on Friday, March 29th. The Badgers men's team, Marquette's women's team, and UW Green Bay women's team all lost in the tournament over the weekend. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. We'll be in that podcast feed again tomorrow morning, so just hit subscribe, sit back, relax, and wait for us to come to you every single weekday morning. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.